Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
The National Rifle Association disinvites the United States Concealed Carry Association from its annual meetings and exhibits here in Atlanta, Georgia, less than a week away. Let me read you that press release headline again. The National Rifle Association, the big bad NRA, disinvites U.S. Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA, from annual meetings and exhibits. The National Rifle Association, I'm going to read you the release. How about I do that? Do you want me to do that? Let's do that. I'm going to read you the press release today from the United States Concealed Carry Association. NRA disinvites U.S. Concealed Carry Association from annual meetings and exhibits. Shocking news, frankly. This from West Bend, Wisconsin. The USCCA today announced that the National Rifle Association has disinvited the organization from its 2017 annual meetings and exhibits and the 2018 Great American Outdoor Show because of, quote-unquote, concerns regarding its programs. The move shocked leadership of the USCCA because they were given less than 2 weeks' notice that they had been banned from the annual show, even though they had attended the past several years. This decision also came as a surprise because over the past 2 months, the leadership from the NRA and the USCCA met twice to discuss the shared goal of the two organizations in support of the Second Amendment. In a note sent to millions of USCCA supporters, founder and President Tim Schmidt said that even though the NRA might be fearing the competition, USCCA will still support the NRA's efforts to protect the Second Amendment. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a little perplexed myself. The truth is, I don't really know the motive behind the NRA's move. I mean, the USCCA has always had a great relationship with the NRA, and the way I see it, we're all in this together, Schmidt said. If I had to guess, I'd say that perhaps this is a strategic business maneuver, added Schmidt. I mean, the concealed carry market has really exploded over the last decade. Just look at how long the USCCA has been around. Maybe the NRA recognizes us as the front runner in providing the absolute best education, training, and self-defense insurance in the industry. And perhaps they're starting to see us less as a partner and more as a competitor. As much as it sort of stings that we got booted from the NRA show, I believe that this sort of competition is a good, healthy, and even exciting thing, especially from a Goliath like NRA. Whether or not the NRA supports us, we will continue to support them, Schmidt said. We will continue to believe in their mission. We will continue to respect the historical significance of what they have done to preserve and protect our God-given rights. And we will always support their legislative and lobbying efforts. I personally will continue to donate to the NRA as a proud lifetime member. Fascinating. Fascinating. I want to read you the note sent to millions of USCCA supporters today, titled, "We Will Never Stray from Our Mission." Something sort of bizarre happened to me recently that I sincerely believe you have a right to know about. After all, concerns you too. About a week ago, I came into work and found a FedEx letter from the NRA sitting on my desk. Now, I don't know about you, but I love getting mail from friends in the firearms industry. And since I'm a proud lifetime member of the NRA and with their annual meetings and exhibits just around the corner, I figured it had to be about one of those two things. As it turns out, the note inside was concerning the upcoming NRA show in Atlanta, Georgia, just not in the way I was expecting. Long story short, the NRA sent over a brief letter with a very clear message. The USCCA would no longer be allowed to exhibit at their upcoming show in Atlanta. Yep, the NRA canceled our booth space less than 2 weeks before we were scheduled to appear at the show. Now, you're probably wondering what the heck is going on, and I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a little perplexed myself. The truth is, I don't really know the motive behind the NRA's move. I mean, the USCCA has always had a great relationship with the NRA, and the way I see it, we're all in this together. If I had to guess, I'd say that perhaps this is a strategic business maneuver. And he goes on to say the same thing he did in the press release with that quote. Now, here's something I need to make perfectly clear, this coming from Tim. Whether or not the NRA supports us, we will continue to support them. We will continue to believe in their mission. We will continue to respect the historical significance of what they have done to preserve and protect our God-given rights. And we will always support their legislative and lobbying efforts. I personally will continue to donate to the NRA as a proud lifetime member. And even though you won't find the USCCA booth at the NRA show in Atlanta next weekend, although a few of us will still be attending, I want to reassure you that the USCCA isn't going anywhere. We're not backing down or straying from our focused mission to provide you with the most comprehensive education, training, and self-defense insurance anywhere. This has always been and always will be our main focus, and that's why we do it better than anyone else. Trust me when I say that our beliefs, our values, our culture, and our customers will continue to be driving forces in all we do. Oh, and one more thing. While I don't really know the why behind the NRA's decision to exclude us from their upcoming event, there is something I do know, unequivocally and without a single bit of doubt. The USCCA's why stems back to the single powerful desire to protect the ones we love. And I may be just a bit biased, but I truly believe that this will keep us a solid step ahead of the competition. Thanks for sticking with me. I promise I'll always have your back. Take care and stay safe. Tim Schmidt, publisher, Concealed Carry Report, and the USCCA founder. Now, I know Tim for many years. I know him very well. And he is a man of honor, and he is a man of his word. And reading that email sent chills down my spine for the simple reason that while the NRA did what it did, the United States Concealed Carry Association, under the tremendous leadership of Tim Schmidt, will continue to support the mission and the legislative agenda of the National Rifle Association. Now, I can't dance around this because you've heard me talk about it over the past few days. The NRA was supposed to be on the show this week. We had to reschedule simply because of a scheduling conflict. We're still working on that. I will be, as I've told you on this program, at the National Rifle Association meetings in Atlanta, right down the road from these Armed American Radio, Delta Defense, Daily Defense studios. I will not be able to be at the USCCA booth, as I promised you I would be, because that booth is no longer there because of what you just heard me say. So I wanted to get that out to you and let you know that you can find me still at the Second Amendment Foundation booth. I will be speaking Friday. More information on that. I have to find out where that is and all that good stuff to give you the info. And you will find me at the Crossbreed Holster booth and maneuvering throughout the convention center floor. The USCCA staff will still be there and still maneuvering around the floor. We just don't have a booth because of, again, what I just read you regarding the National Rifle Association. So I look forward to seeing you there. If you have any questions, if you want to talk with me, if you want me to direct anything to you, please, it's real simple. Shoot me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and I'll get you whatever you need to know. Some of you have already seen some of this and sent me some emails earlier today. I really appreciate that. And I told you, hey, hold tight. I'll be opening up the program, reading you what I have. And I just did that. So I want you to stay with me on this as more breaks, and I'll let you know what we can come up with, okay? As far as where you can find me and what times. I'll have more information about that coming up, all right? So interesting stuff. If you want to comment on this, and I'm sure you're going to want to comment, I'm going to get a lot of email about this, and I want the email. mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. Well, I got to tell you what, coming up in the next segment, really fun stuff. Concealed Carry Magazine, which, by the way, is the single best. If you're not reading the magazine, why? You carry a concealed firearm every day in defense of your life and your family. You carry the USCCA. Hopefully you do. How many times do I have to tell you if you go outside without the insurance, you're nuts? I've got the Platinum Self-Defense Shield. You need it, too. You care. But if you're not reading Concealed Carry Magazine, you're really missing out. Well, the reader survey is back. And I shot an email over to the editor of the magazine today, Kevin Michalowski, who you hear on the program from time to time. And, we play his Into the Fray videos. And I said, hey, man, you know, you really threw it to me today because you screwed up all my prep. I had multiple topics I wanted to cover with you today. And then when I saw the reader survey come across my mail screen, that's it. All bets off. This is fascinating stuff. And I want you to see how you fit in. How do you fit in if you're not getting the magazine? If you get the magazine, maybe you're one of the respondents and you already know. But you're probably not. Most people aren't. They should be. But I want you to know, as a gun owner, where do you fit in with the readers of Concealed Carry Magazine on a wide array of topics? And I mean a wide array of topics. Talking about calibers, guns, gear, tactics, training, tips, techniques, and then a whole several pages. This is a 67-page response from this reader survey. It's wonderful. And if Kevin, if you're listening, God bless you for everything, man. I really appreciate that. I wish I had that information earlier in the day. It would have made my day a lot easier because I spent a lot of time on other things, but that's okay. That's what happens with live radio, man. The spontaneity of it is great because this information I thought was so powerful, I wanted to bring it to you. Now, joining me to talk about it in the next segment We're going to kind of go over everything. Is Mike Piwoworski from the Arms Room, and you can hear Mike on Arms Room Radio and all that good stuff. But I figured I'd have a good conversation with Mike about this. He's not heard the answers to this survey, which is kind of why I wanted to bring him on to talk with you about it today and see what he thinks as a manufacturer of firearms, as a federal firearms license holder, as a dealer, okay, what he thinks. Are the answers to Concealed Carry Magazine subscribers going to shock him? Are they going to shock you? They didn't really shock me at all. I found them fascinating, and I think you will too. When we come back, Mike Piwoworski joins me, and we will talk about the Concealed Carry Magazine reader survey and some of those responses. Very powerful stuff. We'll see you in just a second. Don't go away.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours, thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today, and there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I've got a couple emails already pop in on here. Tabitha from Grand Rapids, Michigan asks, Mark, are you a member of the NRA? Well, of course I am. I've been a member of the NRA for many, many, many years. Absolutely, 100% support their legislative agenda. You heard what Tim said in the response. Absolutely, I'm an NRA member. And then I got another email here. This just came in, excuse me, from Brent Amsden in St. Paul, Minnesota. And I want to hear your responses to what I'm about to ask you to do after I read this email. That's why he's writing. He says, Mark, hi, Mark. I heard your request for emails with our reasons for joining USCCA. My reason is simple. I support businesses that support things that I like. Your show is one of them. Another reason is hearing true stories on your show of people like Paul Lathrop. While I have the silver package currently, I plan to budget for an upgrade in the future. I might have that extra money now after NRA's move to disinvite USCCA from the annual meetings. Thanks for all you do. Brent Amsden, St. Paul, Minnesota. Brent, thank you, brother, for the email. I appreciate it very much. If you want to jump in this conversation, I'd love to hear from you. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Now, this one just came in literally 4 minutes ago. And if you send them in during the program and I get to them, if my eyes move over to that page, to that tab, I'll read it. If not, I'm accumulating these, and I'll be reading and covering some of these on another subsequent program, why you have the self-protection insurance that's out there. This is big news right now. That's why we bring it up. And, of course, with the NRA's move and these press releases out today, it's even bigger. So I'm glad you're paying attention. And, yes, I am an NRA member. Of course I am. All right, let's go to the phones. Mike Piwoworski. Mike, how you doing? Arms Room Radio and the Arms Room Online. Extraordinaire manufacturer of everything AR-15 assault rifle.
That's us. That's us. Thanks for having me, Mark.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know. You scary black rifle guys. I don't know. You guys frighten me a little bit. I don't know if I should have you on or not. You scare me. All right, well, you heard the press releases. You saw everything today. You're going to be at the NRA convention. You know, 80,000-plus people are going to be there. I'd like to be able to say I'd see you at the USCCA booth, Mike, but I can't do that.
Right.
So I'll see you walking around and roaming around and all that good stuff, okay? Now, you're going to be broadcasting your Saturday show live from the NRA convention floor, right? Tell everybody who's going to be attending where that's going to be.
Yeah, we'll be right now we're set off to be right in the lobby off the main entrance is where they have us visible when you come in.
In the lobby off the main entrance. Okay, that could be – the Congress Center is a big place.
Yeah. We're not sure ourselves yet until probably Thursday when we get there and set up.
So when you get to the NRA, if you want to go see – what are the times, Eastern time, please, that you'll be doing the show?
We'll be set up from 1 to 5 p.m. Thursday and Friday – excuse me, Friday and Saturday, and then on Saturday a little bit earlier, just depending on – because the show closes. But so 1 to 5, Friday and Saturday, you'll be able to come out and see us.
Depending on my schedule – I am scheduled to speak Friday, and depending on my schedule Saturday, I will pop in and grab a microphone from you, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, that won't be the first time. That won't be the first time.
It won't be. I will bigfoot my way in. I promise you that. All right, Mike, I you haven't heard these questions. I want to read these to you. You have not heard these. These are fascinating. This comes from Concealed Carry Magazine subscribers. These people are plugged in to concealed carry, to all things concealed carry and to the right to bear arms, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Aren't you a subscriber
too,
right?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Consumer products. First off, let's start with the gender, okay? There were about 1,000 people that answered. Zero skipped these questions, all right? Nobody skipped. Everybody came in. Didn't, none of these were skipped. What percentage would you say are male to female subscribers to the magazine?
Subscribers, my belief on subscribers, you know, I'd probably go the same split as the initially, I'd probably think the same split as people that purchase firearms. But I think women probably do a little more research and want to know more. You know, we guys, we know everything. But the women, they want to know a little bit more and they probably do research. I'd probably say it's close to, you know, 50-50.
Well, you know, believe it or not, that's what I would have said, too, because we know that's what's coming in your shop. And it's
right.
Not unusual for someone who has an FFL that is selling guns, and every gun shop I've talked to said that number is 50% on the range and nearing 50% in their retail sales. So I would expect
right.
you to say that. That's the number I would have talked about as well because it reflects what I'm hearing. So coming from you who's in that business, but believe it or not, from the actual magazine, it was 94% male, 5.69% female, which was surprising to me until I dug down a little bit and thought, you know, it's the guys that are the gearheads that are reading the stuff like, you know, motor trend and car and driver for the most part. And that's where I kind of rank this up here. Now, the new Concealed Carry magazine issue coming out quarterly for women is going to change this dynamic. Wouldn't you agree?
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I wonder if that 94-6 divider is also because it's one magazine for the family and the man just happens to be the one who signed up for it.
That absolutely could be the case. We don't know, and I would like to see that in a subsequent survey. That would be interesting to your wives read. All right, second one, the age range. This is fascinating. The groups are 18 to 25, 26 to 36, 37 to 50, 51 to 65, and over 65. Now, what we're talking about here for you listening is of the readers and subscribers of Concealed Carry magazine, let's break down that demographic. Are you part of, I want you to think about this, whatever your age is, where do you think you fall in Concealed Carry magazine? 25 to 36, 18 to 25 was 0.6%. 26 to 36 age group was 4.49%. 37 to 50 was 16.32%. 51 to 65 was 41.02, the overwhelming majority, and over 65 was 37.57. So let's break that down from 37 to 65, comprised better than 90%, if you will,
right,
of readership of that magazine. Does that number surprise you, considering we're talking about the right to carry a firearm, and these people that read Concealed Carry magazine are actually living that lifestyle?
No, you know, listen, people... unfortunately, people our age, you know, we're used to, we want that paper in our hand, whereas the younger generation is, they get it all through digital means, and they're more than happy getting it that way.
Married versus not married members or readers, well, USCCA members, but you still subscribe to Concealed Carry magazine. So let me rephrase that. Marital status is the question of the readers of Concealed Carry magazine. Married, not married, what would you say the split would be there?
Oh, geez, you know, listen, as a gun owner and as a husband, that's a tough question. I want the magazine, but my wife doesn't want me bringing more stuff home about guns either. So, you know, I'd probably
80,
put that...
80-20.
You know, okay, there you go.
80-20. I didn't want you to get in trouble with that one.
right.
I didn't want your wife getting you in any trouble with that one, okay? Married 80, not married 20%. That does not surprise me, and I've been privy to some of these numbers for a while, so it's kind of neat because I see these numbers reflecting, going back a number of years, by the way. The income was another one that might surprise folks, and it might surprise too. And remember, Mike, this is not a test. You have no idea what these are. So
that's
it's
correct.
Fun to go through these with you and see and guess, because I've done this too, and it's really interesting to see where I've been right and wrong. Total household income of people. Now, you know, this is important. I want you to pay very careful attention to what you're going to hear us talk about here, because the anti-gun left portrays you as a yahoo and a loon. You're just a crazy wacko gun nut. You're just a paranoid redneck. They hate you. They hold you and your lifestyle in utter contempt. But okay for me, not for thee. And I'm talking about media, celebrities, and so forth. And the Democrat Party, I'm sorry. If you don't like me saying that, change your party. But it's your party that wants our guns. That's just a fact. Wait till you hear when we come back the total household incomes, you crazy, deplorable, gun nut, Bible toting, redneck you. We'll be right back with Mike Pawarski from the Arms Room. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Mike Pawlowski from the Arms Room. Welcome back, Mike. Let's go into this. Let's go directly into the income. This is fascinating. This will blow a lot of people's minds.
Right.
Total household income of people who read Concealed Carry Magazine. These are people, 100%. You can, maybe 98, okay, of people. Maybe there's 2% of people who read Concealed Carry Magazine that don't carry a gun. All right, let's be real.
Right.
Would you agree with that?
Sure. Yeah, the same reason we subscribe to Every Town for Gun Safety.
There you go. Total household income, 25, the categories were 25 to 49,000, 50,000 to 74,000, 75 to 99,000, 100 to 199,000, and over 200,000. Here are the responses. 25 to 49,000. Keep in mind, this magazine has about 200,000 subscribers and growing every day. 20.66% of respondents are in the 25 to 49,000. 18.56% are in the 50 to 74,000. 21.26% are in the 75 to 99,000. 100 to 199,000 comprises 30.69%. And over 200,000 is 8.83%. So you see, the sweet spot is between $7,500 and $200,000 a year.
Yeah.
This is the demographic that the left wants to call an uneducated, stupid, gun-toting, Bible-thumping redneck.
Amazing. That's amazing. That's just, flat across the board. There's no real division there between the finances of who's a concealed carrier and reads Concealed Carry Magazine. That's pretty amazing right there.
You've got a very high income group, relatively speaking. It's a high income group, those with disposable income.
Right.
Who are purchasing. So what does that mean? People are purchasing firearms, people are buying ammunition. These are the people that can do these things. And it coincides with the age group that you would think would have more money than other people in income, people at the peaks of their careers between late 40s and up into 65, fits that demographic. It fits that perfectly. Now, of those people who are USCCA members, this is interesting. 11.11% were not members of USCCA. So we can take the 1,000, okay, 90%. I said 98. Well, you know, we're looking at 89 to 90% are not members.
Right.
The Silver Plus member, 39.19. The Gold Plus, 13.36. And Platinum Plus is 36.34. What I'm talking about, should you not understand the when I say Platinum, Gold, and Silver Plus, the United States Concealed Carry Association, who publishes Concealed Carry Magazine, all right, has three levels of self-defense protection, the best in the business, created it. That's why it's the best. That's why I tell you, you got to get it all the time, all right? You have to have this stuff if you carry a firearm. You're listening to two people on the show who have this firearm and wouldn't walk outside without it. Here's the bottom line. The silver protection, gold protection, platinum combined reaches about 89% of the subscribers of the magazine who carry this protection. And these are people who are plugged in, Mike. Does that shock you?
No, not at all. I mean, this is what I expect. I expect these people to have the shield, to want the knowledge, to get the magazine. You know, this all makes sense.
Concealed carry. So you're not seeing anything that's out of the ordinary right, so far from those who read a magazine titled Concealed Carry Magazine?
Correct.
All right. Of those who are members, 66.67% will definitely re-up their membership for the magazine and the insurance and the self-defense insurance. Very likely 27.72%. So you're looking at better than, 88% of folks are going to re-up that membership. So it coincides with the amount of people who are, in fact, members. The people who have it, what I'm telling you is, aren't getting rid of that type of insurance coverage. The USCCA coverage, they're not getting rid of it. They're keeping it. They want the coverage when they walk outside. Don't you feel better having it, Mike?
Oh, of course. It's the safety net, that you have. That if you get put in that horrible situation and you get accused of something, or even if it's just misunderstood up front, until you get these people on your side, you get the U.S. The shield defense here with you. You have to have this. How do you do this? How do you have a car with no car insurance? This is what this is. This is gun insurance. This is self protection insurance.
Here's something interesting too. Gun owners love this stuff. I get emails from time to time. Man, I'm so sick of ads, hearing ads on your show. Well, there's a couple reasons for that. Number one, you love the content. And you hate when it goes away for commercial breaks. I get that. I hate that. I hate the commercials when they pop in on The Walking Dead. Why? Because I love The Walking Dead, and I'm like, man, I can't get enough. I don't want the commercials, right?
Right, right.
The other part of that is interesting, the dynamic. There's kind of a paradigm shift there, because those people who do listen to the commercials buy the products, and that was echoed in the magazine portion. Have you ever purchased a product? You've seen advertising Concealed Carry Magazine. Almost 80%, yes. Well, there's a reason for that. That's because gun owners and people who carry firearms love seeing the accessories that are out there. The ads really aren't ads. It's just another story about what kind of cool stuff is out there, right?
That's it.
Same thing with the radio. You hear Crossbreed Holsters. I get letters from you all the time. Good Lord, thank you for sending me to Crossbreed Holsters, for example. Or thank you for sending me to whatever the case may be. Get them all the time. Mm-hmm. So that goes hand in hand. Do you plan on purchasing a handgun in the next 12 months? How do you think, revolver or pistol, of the people who replied revolver or pistol, what do you think the breakdown would be? And the total between the two equals 100%. What do you see would be pistol versus revolver of those who are going to purchase, of which 100% of people responded?
So we have 100% responded, and the choice I have is revolver or pistol. I'd probably go, looking at that age group there, might make it a little bit different. I'd probably go 75-25, 75 pistol, 25 revolver.
90-26. You were close. But the way you were thinking was right in line, because you were looking at that age demographic of an individual carrying a firearm. Let's talk about that age breakdown for someone carrying a firearm. Let's talk to somebody in the 55-65 age group. Mike, why would somebody 55-65 want a concealed carry weapon license permit or exercise their constitutional right. Why would someone, 55 to 65, want to carry a firearm?
You know, do we have several more hours to talk about it? The reasons to carry that firearm.
Take it away for the next few minutes. Let's try to specify and drill down into that particular age group versus other age groups. What do you think?
At that point, I start to see, at least at the gun store, that people are more interested in not just the defense of the house or defense of themselves, but that concealed carry outside is they have that extended family now. They have the children now. Maybe even the grandchildren are starting to come into the picture, and they want to be able to provide that level of protection to everyone that comes around them. You know, they start to see the world differently. We're no longer charging forward at full speed. Now we're taking a step back and looking around and seeing everything around us, and they're realizing how crazy, you know, the world is and everything that's going on. They can read the news, see the news, see the media, figure out what's real and what's not, and still know there's a threat out here. And it's almost like, you know, they've become the patriarch of the entire family, not just the ones in their household, and they want to protect all around them, everything around them.
Let me add a caveat there, because you're absolutely 100%, and you know that to be the case. But let me kind of surmise it with this. That age group is in touch with their mortality.
Yeah.
Agreed?
Yeah, no, absolutely, yeah.
They've been there, surfed it, seen it, done it, rode it,
right,
bought it, sold it, ate it, drank it, felt it, touched it, earned it, had it, lost it. They understand. Particularly that, you know, maybe not, but I think that sweet spot there, to use that term again, 55 to 65, actually, you know, 55 up. Let's just say that, 55 to 65, you're in touch with your mortality over 65. 55 up becomes more in touch with their mortality, and they understand, just like you said, for all the reasons you just said, what they value about it. Therefore, the determination and decision to carry a firearm is greater in that age group. And it makes perfect sense with everything we've seen so far from some of these great responses. Agreed? We've got 20 seconds before break.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it all makes sense. You know, I was waiting when you asked me to do this for some kind of, you know, trickery that I was going to get all embarrassed by. But
no.
These are right on. These are what you expect to see from, you know, responsible gun owners.
They are reassuring numbers, because you just nailed it. Thank you. Responsibly armed Americans. Reading Concealed Carry Magazine, responding to the survey, proving to us that they are, in fact, responsible Americans. Yet again, it blows everything that the anti-gunners and gun grabbers and freedom haters, everything they say about you, it blows it out of the water. Just another lie. We'll be right back with Mike.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Wrapping up this hour and the week, really, of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Great to be here with you. Great to be here with you. I'm getting some emails and questions about what I opened up the segment, opened up the program with the hour with. The USCCA has, in fact, been booted by the National Rifle Association from having a booth at this year's convention. Here's what I'll tell you. There will be subsequent conversation on this topic, I can promise you. In subsequent Armed American Radio shows, including the upcoming Monster broadcast this weekend. To what extent and more information I will be able to provide remains unknown, kind of, sort of. It's really just a matter of, you know, picking and choosing our fights, that's all. But we will be discussing this. I know you'll have some questions. Many of you will have questions. Many of you who listen to Armed American Radio, in particular, that we're planning on attending the meetings in Atlanta and still will, or if you're one of the, you know, 80 to 90,000 freedom-loving Americans that will be there, and I hope you'll be there, you'll have some questions. Feel free to email me, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and I will be discussing this in subsequent programs. So thanks for reaching out to me. I do appreciate it. Okay, Mike Pawarski from the Arms Room, let's go back to you. Here we go. Let me just give you the information here. Do you plan on purchasing a rifle in the next 12 months? Check all that apply. Hunting or home personal defense, 80%, roughly 80%, 77 and change percent plan on the home personal defense, which means either shotgun or a modern sporting rifle such as an AR-15 or AK-47. Down to consumer products, do you have a favorite brand of defensive handgun? This is good. How do you want me to give this to you? Do you want to pick one? What do you think was the number one defensive handgun? Before you do that, let me count them out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There were 13 handguns that were asked about. What do you think was number one?
Well, I think number one, I know what number, I think I know what number one is, and I think I know what number two should be, at least what I believe it should be. But number one is probably the Glock.
You're on the money, and with the Glock was, in fact, 25.08% came in tops. What do you think came in second, close second behind it?
Coming off a Glock, then we got to go back into Smith & Wesson.
Smith & Wesson was number two. Care to take a step now? Smith & Wesson, by the way, came in at 19.52%. So you got a lot of people out there. We don't know the breakdown of what particular model of Glock, but
right.
no doubt the 43 ranks up there, the 42 ranks up there, the 19 is going to be huge, if not the biggest.
Yep.
And then up into the 17. Anything else will be kind of on the fringe for, you know, specific type of firearms that the Glocks that individual shooters want, maybe for competition and so forth. But you're going to see, for the most part, the 42 in 380, the 43 in 9, the single stack, of course, the single stack in the 380 and the 42, and the 19 more than likely would probably be number one out of that if I had to harbor a guess. Do you think that's fair?
You know, we're actually seeing a lot more 19 and even some bigger, going to full size with 17. And that 42 and 43 are their backup guns that we're seeing. And this is on concealed carriers, not just right. law enforcement with duty guns. We're seeing a lot more full size as the primary concealed carrier, as like Crossbreed holsters and everybody else get better on helping you conceal that bigger gun.
Yeah, you know, that's that New York reload, baby. Don't reload, just pull a second gun. You got to love that. You being from New York, you appreciate that. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. I carry my primary carry gun is a Glock 17. For the most part, I alternate that between the SIG P320. If I have to, I go down to that 4, you know, that 43 and a whole host of others. But we won't go into that now. But it's interesting. Let me give you what came out. The Charter Arms was 0.3%, Colt 1.8%, FN, of course, at 0.6%, Glock at 25.08%, Carr 1.65% there on the list. Good to see that. Kimber 4.35%. There's that 1911 fan. You know, gotta love that. Ruger at 10.21. They were a close four. SIG at close five. Ruger was five. SIG at 12.91. Of course, Smith & Wesson 19.25. Springfield 8.71. Taurus 2.5%. Walther 3.6. And other 8.71. We don't know what that breakdown is. Now, what is your favorite handgun caliber? I'm going to read the calibers out. I want you to give me your best pick. And I know you know what this is. 22 long rifle, 32 ACP, 380 ACP. 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 357 SIG, 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, 45 ACP, 44 Magnum, and other. What would be the number one caliber?
Well, I know what the survey probably says, but I can tell you my personal only caliber, it starts with a 4 and ends with a 5. There's nothing else for me.
That's your personal. What do you think the survey said?
9mm.
Bingo, right smack on the money, and I knew you were going to get that one right. Ding, 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 survey says... Yep. Now, it's hard not to. That caliber is, I want to say it's resurgent. It's never not been popular. But
right.
with the slow death or the demise, if you will, of the 40 and the military yeah. moving into 9, not moving into 9, they've been in 9 in the Berettas for quite some time, but staying with the 9 in the SIG P320s has a huge impact on that 9mm, not to mention the technology in the 9mm round, its effectiveness. The 9mm is, I've been a fan of the 9 for many, many years. You, maybe your military background take you back to that 45? What do you think?
No, you know what? I love the M9. The Beretta 92FS, the 9mm is great. It's great for what it is. It's the gun that I teach on. It's the gun that when it's time to go plinking, that's what I use. Mm-hmm. In fact, the 9mm is the new 22. You know, it's that brand of ammo. Now that the price of 22 ammo has gone up, and you don't have to worry about that hinkiness of 22 operation, depending on powders and everything, that the 9mm is right there. It doesn't cost much more, and it's that ultra reliability for training, practice, target, and for self-defense. So, I mean, you really can't beat that all-around usefulness of that round.
And it's 100% readily available. You can buy it anywhere. You can buy it in your big box store right down the street. You can buy it in sporting goods stores. You can buy it at... any gun shop, it's readily available. Let me give you the numbers on it because I think it's important. The 22 was at 0.7%, 32 at 0.15, good. 380, 5.11. The 38 Special, that's the little snubby revolvers and so forth. You're looking at 2.4%. 357 Magnum at 2.5, also in some of the snubs. 357 SIG, not a real popular round, 1.05%. 9mm was overwhelming at 54.5%. 40 Smith & Wesson still holding its own at 13.51, but that number is going to drop significantly in the next survey, I can promise you that. The 45 ACP at 18.17%, 44 Magnum at 0.9. I'm surprised it made the list at all, frankly.
Yeah.
Most of the people carrying that gun are going to be probably in that 60-plus bracket that have been used to carrying those big revolvers for a lot of years. That wouldn't shock me at all. You're not going to see newer entries into the concealed carry lifestyle carrying that much, I can promise you. Other came out to 0.9%. So do you carry a concealed firearm? The answers were, and we've got about a minute, every day, occasionally, rarely, never. What do you think in Concealed Carry Magazine was the most popular answer there?
Every day. It's got to be every day.
Nope, it was never, but I'm thinking about it. I'm just kidding. Of course it was. Everyday carry. And here's interesting. You care to take a stab? And here again, every day, occasionally, rarely, or never, do you carry a concealed firearm? Keep in mind, a couple hundred thousand subscribers to the magazine and members of USCCA that take advantage of the amazing self-protection of the self-defense shield. The respondents care to take a stab at the percentage that carry every day out of that group.
You know, there's a lot of people that don't carry every day because of, unfortunately, things with places like gun-free zones. So if they're responsible and they're reading this magazine, I'd probably say that number is probably around 40% that carry every day.
You'll be surprised. 61.1% carry every day.
Yeah.
That is a good number. I would have guessed it to be about half for that very reason. A lot of people can't carry at work, so they're forced not to bring the gun, or they leave it in the car. And you know, do you answer, do you carry every day if you carry it in the car and not on your person? If I'm asked if I carry the gun, to me that means, do I bear arms?
Correct.
Is that gun on me? That's just me. Somebody else might look at it as, oh, it's in my car, I'm carrying my gun. And I would say that too.
Yeah.
Under certain circumstances. But interestingly, 61.11% every day, occasionally 27.18, which is good. Because now you're looking at about 90%, roughly 90, 89%, 88, 89%. That are carrying their gun most of the time. Most of the time. Mike, we'll carry it there. Do you carry spare ammo every day? 39.3, occasionally 30.18, rarely 17.27, and never 13.21. That number should come down. That number needs to come down. People, if you're carrying a firearm, you need to carry an extra magazine. Hey, Mike Pawarski, thank you very much. Arms Room Radio. We'll be talking to you next week. We'll see you at the NRA. If you want to see Mike do the show at the NRA convention, you can see him there when you walk in the front doors, wherever that may be. Send me an email. I'll hook you up. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. I'll see you on the radio on the MonsterCast on Sunday.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.